Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
Oh.
Steven.
The dwarves haven't moved yet?
Oh, yeah, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'll use my held action to move up to them, so that way next turn I'll be able to just free five and pull them.
What's your AC minus 4?
20.
Do you have 4 armor, Steven?
Yes. You'll have to make armor check.
Well, that and the gun penetrates you for
8.
Removes 4 AC.
I know.
Yeah. It stops functioning for one of them, and it's fine for the other.
8 more?
Yeah. These two dwarves, 1, 2, 3, they'll just run. You hear them hurling curses in Dwarven. Curses and oaths. Alright, sorry. Alec jumped out. Steven, you took your held action to move up.
Now it's actually my turn then. Because that would have gone on the dwarves' turn before us.
Okay, yes.
I will use my primary on both hands to hit the less injured one, my secondary on both hands to hit the other guy.
Okay.
So you go like...
Oh, that might actually miss because I'm not using the magic property. Does a 17 hit him?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, Steven, isn't it more beneficial to go primary, secondary on one guy, primary, secondary on another guy?
17, that means I'm going to... And final attack... will actually miss. Alright, on the less injured individual.
You are not happy about this, Alex.
Can't imagine why you would be.
Well, actually, I'm kind of thinking maybe I could try ripping the grenades off of them and saving the dwarf as well.
The light. They go off on his turn.
Yeah, I know.
That's 23 points of damage to the less injured individual.
This is a lot with Ben.
Yeah, at least I went out without, you know, protecting everyone.
Oh, and that's six to that, I apologize.
I doubt you'll die. You might.
You still have 22 different hit points.
You've got, what, 100 some odd hit points?
No, it's 5.
It's going to be hard for him to kill you.
22 to the more
possible.
You still have those 22 hit points.
Yes.
Is he still up?
Yep, he's at 58.
What, does he have 60 hit points?
Yep.
curse
I'm not
you.
Going to be a happy elf after this happens, though.
All right.
Curse you for not being undead, elven, or human.
Now, Jessica.
Well, they're still falling. Were they all?
They hit the ground.
Okay. I'll begin lowering my rope.
For when you survive and he doesn't. Okay.
Ryan, aren't you glad we all have?
All right,
we all said
to
faith in you.
I need like an 11.
Tyler,
you probably think I'm crazy as to why I jumped.
You continue tapping.
I was on the other side.
I saw. And I'm like, what are? Okay, whatever.
Right.
I saw one.
No, you haven't seen the explosion yet.
I heard it.
It hasn't exploded yet.
They fired their last bullets.
Oh yeah, that was you falling. I was like, wow, 7. That was it.
One hit. You'll take 8.
My damage direction will not work against the grenade exploding, though.
They will. They're frag grenades.
Oh, okay.
All right. Since there were 6 grenades, that's 5d6 each.
I'm no longer triple hit points.
30d6.
30d6.
Awesome.
They said I was crazy for installing string.
It could kill you, Alec.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, actually kill you.
Yeah.
Well, good thing I can still jump down and heal you.
Awesome.
I don't know.
Well, you have to roll them individually because he has DR.
He just subtracts 6 from this.
Right before it explodes. Oh. Goodbye, friend dwarf.
Goodbye, bitch.
Yeah. Right. You're not very nice, are you?
His charisma of 8 doesn't have to be.
Charisma of 8. Fuck off.
This can do anywhere between 30 and 180 to you.
Yes, I can do basic math, Ryan.
I can't.
Ryan was just going, dude, that's a lot of damage.
It is.
Statistically average, I'm probably going to get like 90-ish.
You might have to raise your stay up.
No, it can't. It can't.
130, 40
something.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I see a few ones in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's quite a few ones, actually.
You can always Benny it.
No. It's not worth wasting a Benny on. Well, I got bigger toys to play with.
Well, considering I don't know how much farther we're going to make it if we want to.
It is now 11:05.
Yep. Alright, so there's 2.
In the mix.
I only have 3 of them, okay?
That's probably all you need.
Not really, because 2 of them are built for labor.
They're labor.
This is a mining outpost that they gave 1 real warjack and 2 wants to help the mine.
Keep in mind, it's not a military installation.
So we'll be fighting shredders.
Jessica, you should have got the...
That's a lot of ones. Okay, so 5.
Actually, if this is Gurren Lagann, drills are the most powerful weapons in the universe.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 91 minus 6 is 12. 85. Minus 12. So 79. That explodes him well over his hit points.
112. You're still up.
He kills himself.
Yeah. Hey, we should leave the HP for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything left? No, he's
not
eating many
really.
The straps of the grenades.
And the 2.
Even his gear is basically just gone.
No, his guns are probably destroyed.
Even without the temporary hit points, I still have 46 left.
Then before he opened his thing?
Oh, wait. Because of Amanda's thing, I've effectively actually only taken.
And they're all the right
4.
You have.
Wait, no. Temporary hit points
go
first, don't
they? That's right.
So I'm going to subtract 22 from that just to.
I already took the damage.
Amanda.
I already took the 22 temporary hit points.
Huh. Oh. Oh, God!
Yeah, you heard an earth shattering. You fly on down and see Tana covered in bits.
That was.
Do I have enough?
Some of them are hers, some of them are not.
Can I?
Show me a potion? Yes. Give me a touch attack.
Touch attack?
Does 91?
They've got a turn to save that dwarf.
No.
What do I roll to hit?
It's melee attack.
Greater heal?
You're not using your greatsword. Does that 28 touch you?
No. Okay. It's higher than my normal AC.
You pour it in her mouth.
Basically,
you gargle some dwarf and healing potion.
How far is the dwarf down?
He killed himself by 10 points.
Oh.
Like, killed himself by 10
points. He killed himself by 10 points.
Oh, that's not impossible to save.
No, it's not. It's just...
Now he's in bits.
Conceivably, there's not enough bits to save him.
By bits, I mean bits of his organs, bits of his flesh. There's still a carcass there.
Okay,
It's just... All the damage was centered here. It's not incinerated, it's fragged. It's shrapnel ripping through his body.
Pure series is plus what?
When she's healing you.
No, it's Cure Serious.
Yeah, so 3d8 plus 5.
So yeah, you can try to save the dwarf.
18.
I mean, healing magic puts organs back in a blood spot.
However, they don't remove bullets from your leg.
Imagine if it was napalm.
Okay.
You did 18, and
healed you. It healed you.
Reach in my pocket, pull out my own Cure Series potion, walk over to the dwarf, and shove it down his throat.
Okay, go ahead. Roll your damage.
Jesus.
I don't think he can resist right now.
Black pencil, that's Jessica's.
We had one that I pulled out of my purse.
It's hers.
Well, I'll save him at least.
10, 15, yeah, he's unconscious. He's alive by 5, but he's still quite out.
Yeah. Now, don't say I never did anything for your kind.
He's totally gonna do it, you know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Forward.
So the guy's still alive?
Yeah.
And I'll just alternate highest, second.
Oh, because you get one round.
Healing magic.
Heat.
That's why he's alive.
Heat. Yeah, that guy's down.
I pick a few pieces of shrapnel.
How many points does he have left?
Two.
Yeah, he's down. So then the rest of my attacks.
2DR hair.
22.
Yes.
Hit. What is that number? 13 plus
some of that shrapnel. Some of that shrapnel.
Maybe 4 hits on that poor sap.
Yes.
Can you imagine shrapnel bouncing off someone's skin?
Do 18 points of damage.
That's what someone
would have
done to her.
He's down.
All of it, obviously. But still.
Unfortunately, someone was standing a bit too close.
Someone was sharp enough.
I'm a bit far away.
All right. Dwarves outside are defeated.
Except those two.
All right, we're going to
take ran.
Go inside tonight?
I said sure.
You guys have 45 minutes left, so I would like you guys to at least figure out how to get inside. Because as of currently, the doors are sealed, and the two people who might know how to get in were knocked unconscious.
Hey.
He's not unconscious.
Yeah, well, okay.
Y'all, I just realized something. No one died in this encounter.
Hooray!
Really?
No deaths.
Yeah, nobody died.
Success!
Oh. I guess if we need that guy, I'll start climbing back up.
Oh, wait!
I grab the dwarven captain, put him over my shoulder, and begin climbing the wall.
You mean the rope that she threw down for you?
Yes.
Alright, you guys climb up.
Hey.
No one comes outside.
I'll grab this guy.
We're out of initiatives, right?
Yes, you're out of initiative.
I guess you don't want to talk to him now, right?
I just like to say this.
Are you playing with the pinky again?
Explosives hurt.
I was bored.
Piece of iron sticking out of your skull.
Remember we used explosives on that one random thing that was a trap that had the tentacles?
Okay, that last bit did help. Everything else prior to that, not so much.
The thing that was a trap.
I'll keep a lookout.
Alright, you keep a lookout.
I'm going to go down to the door.
Then we managed to choose the devil.
This one is actually iron.
Eventually. No, I'm going down to the door.
You guys, that's the stables.
The door that you ran into and bounced off?
Yes, I'm going to just keep posting here.
Hey.
So that way, should something happen,
maybe we should try and get through this iron door here.
I signed to him. How do we get through this door?
Not barred.
He comprehends language, though. So. We saved your captain. Tell us how to get in the door.
So you can rob a...
Does anyone here speak Sylvanian?
No.
Does he?
There's one conscious dwarf.
I pat him on the head.
Well, let's search his body, see if there's keys or something.
I will search the door, see if there's any way I can get the bar off.
Not from this side.
Not the metal door, the other door.
This one?
The smaller door.
Yeah, not from this side.
There's a bar on that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone break it?
Yep, you need a good strength check.
Hey, Journey.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do the whole buddy cop thing and kick it in together.
You can do go large size.
Engineering. Anyone have engineering?
I do.
No.
I do.
See, it's how strong it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That way we know we're not just like wasting our time and, you know.
29.
Alright, normally an iron door of this, at least quality, made by humans, is around a DC 28 to break.
Oh, Billy!
That's just a normal door. Dwarves might have made it slightly stronger, but a bar will add 4 to the DC.
So it's a 32?
At least.
Probably.
We're
a
not
34.
Breaking this down.
Which means you're going to need a plus 10 on my
own. If only we had those adamantine weapons!
Hey, Cassidy.
It is possible to break down the door. After all, the door only has a hardness of 10. It's just, depending on how thick it is, it might have a lot of hit points.
Can we shoot the...
Not from this side. You'd have a hard time doing it with a pistol. Rifle might. I'm not sure if you have enough bullets, but you're more than welcome to try.
I don't think we should waste bullets on it.
We can sort it
out. I look around for anything that looks like it might be a way of opening the door.
I was thinking
the bars
take
on
like
side.
One or two rifles.
I just
and
take
it looks like, you know, there's not even a handle from this side.
He said there was extra ammunition.
Is there anything odd in the...
You have
two
weapons.
No, not really. It looks like the only way these dwarves get back inside is their compatriots let them back inside.
Yeah, but they'll break their weapons.
And there's the little beepy thing.
And the magic spaz out.
Just have him not use magic.
We could make him beep beep.
What?
Yeah, but we have no idea what he's saying. So he could be beep beep, don't come out.
I got a diplomacy while I'm sitting down at the door, just talking to some. Because I know someone's on the other side of the door. I'll just talk, try and sound soothing and calming and relaxing.
That's fucked up. Okay? It's okay. I'm going to kill you.
Subdue and rob.
Sorry. I'm just here to take everything you own and love.
So this is like a demon invasion. Because, I mean, we took out the front of the fortress with no work to do.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's the devil. And then I'm beeping.
Hey, there are two. There are two devils here.
I know.
One of them casts voodoo magic.
That looks
actually,
like, unless
magic.
Someone else has any idea, Rooney and I will begin trying to power attack the doors down.
Audrey, does that run a risk of them actually breaking their weapons?
Yes. Swords are not built to...
If they use my Morningstar, would it?
The haft might.
Also, your Morningstar is not very good for hefting at a door.
We need a hammer.
The thing is, you know, usually I don't go with weapon breakage, but it's a sword.
Yeah.
Against an iron, thick iron door.
Unless it's adamantium sword.
You won't do anything.
Do any of the dwarves... Hey, let's just have her punch the door down. Don't you have like an...
Up! Ah! Up! Ah!
Do we have something we can battering ram type thing it down?
No.
You know that...
You didn't come here to... You didn't come here siege ready. I'm sorry.
Do any dwarves have hammers on them?
No, actually they don't. They've all got...
These are horrible dwarves!
They've actually got bayonets.
I go to one of them and go, you're fired!
Although it looks like the stock of the rifles are enough that they would count as a D6 club.
Yeah, but that's not gonna help unless we've got something with an absurd strength.
I'm just
power attack, two weapon fighting. I mean, two-handed.
You can't wield rifles like this.
No.
Ah!
Even nobody go like this. Two-handed club.
Oh, I'm sorry. He said. I imagine he said two-handed.
I said two weapon fighting.
Ah! Sure, if you want to.
Is there? Well, if we're gonna do that, we might as well use the bullets first.
No, we want to save the bullets.
There's plenty of rifles up here.
There's a total of four up here.
Yeah.
Is there any large metal? Up here?
The brazier.
What? Oh, you said, guy said something about oil. Like boiling oil or something like that?
Yeah.
It would come through the door we're trying to break down.
Oh, it would?
They would prepare it and then bring it out to dump one of people.
Oh. That seems like that's a long time to get...
It's a
sea.
It's a sea.
You begin hearing something beep 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 coming back on this side, actually.
Someone cast comprehend languages.
No.
Sorry, I already did.
I don't.
We don't have bard anymore.
Try it.
Okay.
Damn. I'll use the spell slot.
No.
But nothing happens.
Try again.
Are you a spontaneous caster?
Yeah. I guess.
It works, functions normally.
Okay. What is it?
Evil invaders, stop. What are you doing? Stop. Other than attempting to break down the door, stop. Halt or stop. Prepare to meet our heaviest stop. Weaponry, stop.
Oh, this is how we're supposed to get in.
Hold
up. I got it.
They're going to show us their weapons. What, does it say anything?
I just do a really long video.
You can't make out anything over that.
I will stop back a little bit.
You're playing
do they respond?
Really more very well, by the way.
No, really.
Evil invader, stop. Was that a no?
No.
Oh,
I'll go ahead and just kind of hit it a few times.
Cool, I can make demon noises.
Play it backwards and it says kill your parents.
Is there a G in your mind still? Are you sure?
I look around and see where they can see this from.
Give me a perception check.
And you guys have tongues to actually be able to.
Oh, I know.
Speak
I know.
It.
Yeah.
I know.
That's why I'm just kind of like.
Yeah, I'm not the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have magic.
The tongues right down the door with the.
Magic. I figured it's probably in the stones hiding.
Whack.
Andre, he's gonna try to break
it. Whack. Is it gonna do anything?
It does a D6.
Plus strength and a half, so plus 6, plus power attack of 9, so plus 15.
Alex, aren't you two, you're two-handing, okay. Right?
Yeah, that's...
Okay. 19. Hold on. Can I have the core book? I need to see how many hit points this damn thing has.
It's probably got like 100 and some.
Whack! Roll a d10. On a 1, it breaks.
How many guns do we have?
4.
Four up here, and then 6 over there.
Okay.
And then the other dwarves ran away, right?
No.
And then there.
Could you pass me the dice? That's not
actually, I'm sorry. There are only 4 that you got over here. No, there will be 6 because
they dropped them.
Do I get to put there too?
And there wouldn't be an explosion on the ground.
This was my hit die.
Use
one of his.
Did
he's
it
got
break
like
something?
A whole bunch over there.
No.
What's going on, Oak?
He's breaking stuff.
The first one he picks up is a 19 on the first one, so now we're up to 9.
Okay. Wait, did the first one break? All right.
Yes. What? No, it didn't.
No, he needs roll a 1.
Alec?
Yeah?
No.
This has 180 hit points.
How many points of damage did I do?
9.
Okay.
It's 2 out of 10.
Okay, so 8 more.
Why isn't Amanda doing this? She ignores DR.
I ignore DR, not hardness.
No, you ignore hardness.
Wait, how do you ignore DR?
No. I ignore DR, not hardness.
How?
It's fighter special ability.
It is only DR.
Oh.
Okay.
It's made for killing.
So, 10 more. I'm just subtracting the hardness.
I know.
Do you want to do it on these?
No,
yeah, I'm good.
Oh, those are your hit points, right?
Yeah. 7 more. Just tell me when they bring out the steam jacks.
Oh, no.
You should keep rolling.
8 more. Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm going to go over to the one in the middle.
Gun breaks. After 10 points.
And we'll walk over to the central door. And 10 more?
This.
Yep.
One.
Oh, boom.
Crack! And start beeping on that button.
Hey, Shady!
What?
What's going on up there?
Okay, you have 9 more guns.
Tana's beating the gun butt against the door.
6
and
more.
Trying to break it down.
6 more?
I think she's actually
down here for like 2 minutes.
I think she's actually succeeding.
Is she tired yet?
Tana's Tana.
She's broken 2 already.
No, I broke.
She broke. She broke a gun already.
Those are expensive.
8 more.
We don't actually know that. It might be really cheap.
Well, we can take them home. I'm pretty sure we can sell them for huge money on the back of the city.
Adamantium weapons worth so much more.
Yes.
9 more.
As a dwarf is overhearing this entire conversation.
No.
We need to totally get a hammer.
Yes, we maybe we'll find an adamantium hammer. Then we can easily break down doors.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Adamantium.
We will call it siege.
Adamantium maul. Just go.
6 more.
Then we can enchant it.
Its name is siege.
And
7
Bane,
more.
Bane construct. Yeah.
It is designed to just break
11,
things.
And I break another gun.
Well, it's Bane Construct, so it's designed to break golems, and then it goes through the hardness on doors.
Yeah,
180.
I'm almost
it's not,
there,
it's
actually.
Not break it on the door.
Yeah, it's only caving in.
Oh, no.
6.
Give that to Tana. Bane Construct.
11.
Hold on, 32, 143.
See that
object?
Go break it. You succeed.
Alright, so just to ask... The only 4 people who are up here at the central, at the far one, is these 4, right?
Yes.
I presume.
In this area, yes.
Yeah, I'm over there beefing on that one. Probably went over here beefing on this one for a little while and then just sat back here.
I'm just sitting back here.
Yeah, I'm...
She and I are having a conversation across the courtyard.
11 more.
Okay, so 54.
7.
I'm now on the roof.
61. It's almost broken.
What are you doing up there?
10.
It's only got
standing.
Why?
11.
All right.
Not. Boom! Ha ha!
All right, finally, laugh. Their held actions go off.
Shit. You're like, yeah! 2 6 point damage isn't going to make me die.
All right,
so. I don't think that was a very welcoming noise. You should go check it out.
You should probably come help.
I'll make my way over there.
I'll go.
Wait, did we just break our way into a tower?
You broke your way into the tunnel.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're just drawing that.
Ignore this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Two dwarves are operating on this. Two dwarves are operating on this.
Awesome.
Behind them. No. No, they're actually not there.
Oh.
And behind them are 10 more dwarves. And they all open fire on our favorite barbarian.
And the barbarian dies.
How many hit points do you have?
I'm down to 72.
Yeah, you're probably going down.
Three.
I'm sorry, they open fire on the doorway. It's not as though they haven't had...
86 hit points.
It's not as though they haven't had time to prepare.
Hey, I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, this is perfect for you. You, like, jump, tumble, and dodge all the you can attack him from behind.
So he's really far away.
Pretty sure that's
and
a fence.
Then I would be shot by old...
You're like, no, what's about to happen to me?
About to die?
You're gonna rage? And then die?
Who knows? Actually, this is not horrible for me. I still get to subtract, if I rage, 3 from every shot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not...
All right. The two machine guns go off.
Ow.
This subtracts 8 from your armor.
You know what? I am going to rage, honestly.
This is one of those terrified rages.
What's your armor class minus 8 armor? And if you even have 8 armor.
20. I have 8 armor.
Alright, so 20?
Mm-hmm. No, 18 since I'm raging.
Okay. Well, the 17 just missed. Alright. Here comes... Luckily, I didn't crit on you.
What are they rolled? D100s?
No. It's 5D10.
It's a D300.
Ow!
You mean 3D100?
No, it's 8.
Yeah, everyone's favorite barbarian might be dead after this.
I don't know how you're going to work that, but...
You get a subtract 6 from this.
AD300. Yeah, I know.
So let me roll that one. There you go.
Single D300.
Alright.
You roll a D3.
15.
And then percentile dice.
20.
Yeah, percentile dice. 0 being 0.
Yeah.
0 being
36.
Zero.
42.
Okay. 114. Six. No, that's already minus 6.
Ooh.
And then here comes the 10 rifle shots.
Yeah. Well, got 44 hit points left.
I'm not dead yet.
No. Well, I've got a little more than that, assuming someone runs over.
Three more D20.
Can I?
Yeah.
Are these?
Yes.
I hope you have.
Your AC is what?
18? No, wait. 15. My shield's not active. Oh, no. Add 4 to that. 19, since they only peel off 4.
Hey, 2 ones. Another 2 ones.
There you go.
You said what?
15.
19.
Oh. I was still peeling off 8 with the 15.
Basic what are these numbers for?
5 plus...
Anything?
10.
Those were how many hit points?
Yeah, so these guys are plus 10.
Which door was that?
Plus 12. Okay, so those will not hit. So that's 7 more hits.
Okay, just subtract 21 from whatever you roll.
Okay. 1 rifle, 2 rifle, 3 rifle, 4 rifle, 5 rifle, 6 rifle, 7 rifle.
What are those X's?
That's a wall.
It's a barricade.
So it's not a wall, it's just a barricade. So Tyler, please
would
tumble over.
20.
It's a what, Steven?
It's barricade,
right.
So you can tumble over.
So just I'm not sure I want to tumble into all those dwarves.
Come on, it'll be fun! All right,
here we go.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. Maybe 10, they want all like level 5 or
20.
Higher.
35.
No, they're not higher than level 5. They don't have 2 shots each.
Maybe
43, 51, 60.
174.
Plus 7. 76. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Never mind. Subtract away that. They don't have short range.
Okay, so you got someone 74.
74. So that's.
Is that minus 3 on each hit?
I already did that.
Should be 16 over because you have 44.
16. Okay, I've still got 10 hit points left.
How long did your temporary hit points thing last?
You already burned off.
It's yeah.
Yeah, they're already gone.
I was beating on that door for way
through. Okay.
Besides, I already lost those in the explosion.
Okay.
You're still standing.
Roll initiatives.
You might want to get high on initiative, Alec. Oh wait, no, but you get a turn at least.
Tyler's not there as of currently. Alec, Amanda.
I'll roll my initiative for not letting you know when I need to go.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Andre, are we underground?
No, you guys are actually currently not. You're out in the open plain.
Okay.
I'm now riddled with bullet holes, aren't I?
Hey, you look like me.
No,
you were hit by a
machine. You hit by a machine gun. Two machine guns.
Yep, 230 caliber machine.
The fact that I'm still standing,
I'm glad I was not here.
Yeah. As I can, you know, I can understand why the dwarfs are probably standing there going like,
"Oh God!"
Because in their eyes, this dainty.
Open fire!
They all like, "Fire!"
What'd you get?
20.
Let her go again.
Alec. 22.
Amanda?
19.
Ryan?
18.
Jessica?
20.
Steven?
I seize the initiative. 24.
Well, I guess you do.
10.
Yes, you do.
They are. They're standing there going like,
all right, so up in the tower you hear...
No, what I hear is a... Dong, 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 dong. Foot. Hey!
Right before the bullet fire goes off.
When I heard the roar, I looked over and Spear like, that's not a good sound, is it? No, you might want to get up here.
What?
By the way, Andre.
I can't hear you.
That plus one DR for raging just saved my life.
I bet.
Because I think the moment I fall down, rage ends, so I would have been dead.
Alright.
I run over to the tower.
Alright, Tyler, you're next on 23.
I'll run over to the door.
Because you were still over here.
Actually, put me next to the dwarf. Yeah.
Well, you technically were next to the dwarf.
I don't want to occupy the square that Tana might be running to.
All right. 22, Alec.
Free. Bye. Ooh, you have your... rage ability to heal, don't you?
That's right.
He drinks a potion and shit.
He didn't heal that much.
Okay, my rage healing is 2d8 plus my con modifier. So 2d8 plus 5. Nice.
Hey, I can cure moderate on you when
is
I get up there.
Once per round you can do that? Or?
Once per day, so I heal 15. I'm one away. If my rage ends, I fall unconscious.
You drink a potion?
The rage thing is a standard action, I believe.
Okay. Is drinking a standard or is it a movement?
Well, you popped out like 2 or 3 bullets.
renewed vigor. As a standard action, yep. Yep, I am one away from my regular,
Can I move and free fire?
Yep.
No.
Okay, and I've got 18 rounds of rage left.
Because I want to, like, shoot and Jessica. Then go back, but then... Like,
that's what Shot on the Run is for. It's a feat.
Yep.
Wait. So you go... shoot and then go back.
What it is you make a movement, and anywhere within that movement you can take a shot.
And I'd like to say, I am so glad none of my abilities are considered magical as a barbarian.
Your rage fails because you're in an anti-magic zone.
I can't get angry?
Basically, my anger
does a lot of different...
They're probably extraordinary, actually.
I'm guessing they're extraordinary.
They are extraordinary.
Because even supernatural stuff is...
What is weapon?
Repressive. Plus one to hit.
With a specified weapon.
It's different.
My rogue gave me weapon-focused great sword.
Yeah, I get weapon training great sword.
It's weapon training heavy blades.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Because it also gives you bonuses to, like, bastard sword and things like that.
Roll a d10 for my rope. My rope.
Your rope.
My rope.
Functions normal.
Okay. I have it attached to the pillar there.
I don't suppose you have a wand,
and
you?
I toss it over so he can use it.
Mm-hmm. I don't suppose you have a wand, do you?
I like it really needed.
And I will
I have 7k gold I've spent on healing items and alchemical goods.
Oh, okay.
I everyone who is injured
spent
it
yet
because
I'm lazy.
Okay.
Tom, everyone heals 8.
Everyone heals 8? Oh, thank God.
Am I outside 30 feet, Andre?
Yes, you are 30 feet down.
Okay. Yes, you are definitely out of range.
Oh, I'm not going to die anymore if I stop raging.
You mean you're not going to die anymore if the dwarves don't come?
They probably won't. They have a pretty good gun line right now.
Yep.
And we don't have
Amanda.
Don't wait till the Warjacks come and let them do the work.
Okay, so I use 3.
They are so very confused right now, though, I'll say that.
Everybody gained 22 hit points.
If
Ryan.
It's funny because...
By the way, they are going to use this turn to either reload or draw their pistols.
I'd say they're going to reload.
So we should shoot.
I think...
Now.
What... If you do shoot, they'll draw. If they draw their pistols, then their guns are on the ground, and they will have less damage. Although I don't
so
think
I should do that.
I don't think the machine guns have to reload.
No. So the moment you poke your head out, they're going to shoot.
Poke your head out. But shoot machine gun guys, so you can take a round of fire from machine guns, Amanda.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'll do that.
So you're going to free fire here?
No, yeah. She's just going to poke her head out and fire around the corner.
I'm asking if she wants to be stupid.
Okay. No. No, thank you.
I'm sorry. I almost got you.
AoE would be so nice right now, though.
Ooh, my AoE that I have.
Standard action, breathe.
Fan of knives!
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, what's your range?
60.
Okay, so that's all of them. We have the core book?
No.
Does
it still do 3d8?
Yeah, it's still mm-hmm. 3d8.
Okay, I heroic leap into the middle of the mob.
You grow a creep and then do whirlwind with great leap.
Dwarf is this way.
And vital strike.
Unfortunately, whirlwind requires me to be in berserker stance, which would be really stupid right now.
Alec, you have that crown of frenzy right now. Just run in there, activate the crown, slaughter everything.
We will shut the door behind you.
She would die.
Yeah.
It's not like that's important. Details. It's come on.
Sacrifice for the greater good.
It's not death frenzy. It's just frenzy.
I'll take
12. You ruined my fun.
Death Frenzy is a...
I don't know what the Frenzy is.
Ability only.
These two back here will take 12. Everyone else will take 6.
I'm not sure how we're going to make it through this.
I am.
They're all level 5, which is what you guys have gotten used to. It's just their equipment is...
Badass.
Slightly better.
And I'll say this. We did give them time to prepare.
Yeah.
The bong, bong. I think they're coming this way. I don't know, though.
Here's what I'll say. From my perspective, at least, there wasn't a lot of other options.
Oh, I understand. You know, some stone shape or stuff like that. That would have been cool.
I'm sorry. I only have second level spells.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we're rogues, not magicians.
If I stay...
Scrolls, wands...
8 wisdom?
Hey, I was down in Runmore and on my honeymoon. It wasn't my job to plan.
All right,
you left it up to me.
No, it wasn't even on my. It wasn't even my idea to come here. Then I'm like, the next day, wait, we're going where?
All right, you guys.
I'll be fine.
You guys hear the clatter of dropped guns, and it sounds like a whole lot of unsheathing.
Oh, suck.
Pistols.
And here.
Told you.
I don't even know what that means.
They're winding up their machine guns.
Oh.
Their Gatling guns.
You mean that they're getting ready to fire some more?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are holding action. The next stupid person, poke their head out.
infant. All right, hold
was
on.
Gonna be you?
That was round two.
Did we skip me?
No, you hit up this turn. That's it.
I asked what you wanted to do, and you didn't do anything.
Because I was coming out of the bathroom.
Okay, what did you want to do?
I wanted to pop behind the wall.
Like this?
That'll work. Just get as much cover as possible.
You have all cover.
Okay.
All right.
All right, on my turn, I got an idea.
Steven.
Gonna charge him?
I move 20 feet up the rope. I'm gonna top of the rope, poke my head out, see that, and just... I'm gonna hang here on the rope for a little bit.
Tyler.
Okay, thanks.
I release the
rope. I will turn myself into a dwarf. Looking thingy. And... like, leap for the door, start curling forward, and I'm gonna use the... how does this guy look like I've been, slashed up and whatnot.
Alright,
roll a bluff check.
Do you perform acting?
I have disguise.
I'll go ahead and give you disguise.
Which is what that's used for, acting in character.
Oh god, I hope it works.
It'll hurt a lot.
Who are you disguising as?
A wounded dwarf.
Just a wounded dwarf.
Like that one.
Tana, the one who might be screaming here in a second.
Tana,
it's a trick.
Cover his mouth. Cover the dwarf's mouth. if he bites,
here.
I'm sorry.
One condition. Can you take care of this?
Damage.
And this.
No, but I'll take care of that one.
Do I have the disguise hat bonus or do add?
It gives plus 10 to disguise. Just they might get synergy bonus for being able to
do. Okay.
Your hat might be on fire.
Your hat catches on fire.
Oh.
You come in with a flaming dwarf hat.
Does it affect my illusion at all?
Yes, it does not function. So you just have your flat disguise.
It doesn't matter.
Ha!
Were they holding to shoot?
Yes, they were.
No, I can't. It's his role.
You can Benny to put the hat out, but...
I haven't tried to put the hat out yet.
What's your AC minus 8 armor? If you have 8 armor.
I don't have 8 armor unless the shield bracer is counted as armor.
That would be his magical shield.
Yeah, that's force.
That was awesome.
Well, it gives me a shield bonus.
But it's not
it's
a
force.
Shield, it's force.
Okay, then I only have 4 padded armor.
So what's your AC, please?
By the way, comprehend language would be gone, man.
26, because I'm prone.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for you to figure out. I'm on the...
Dark!
Oh, God.
Basically, I need a 16.
One.
Come on, get 4 crits.
Yeah. Still, though. Ow.
2.
Stupid hat.
So far, 3 hits.
How do I put this hat out, Andre?
Reflex saving throw, 1 crit.
Okay. Oh.
Okay, so far we're looking at 6 hits, 1 crit.
Ow!
Oh, that's a nice rolling, Andre.
It is. And then 2 natural ones.
Yay, natural
Where
ones.
Where is the door, Andre?
Oh, damn! Your elbow!
No, like, what is...
One of them apparently triple tapped.
What was the thing?
It consumes twice as much ammo.
Oh.
Alright.
Okay.
Andre, what is the state of the door?
It is beaten and lying on the ground.
But it's still a solid chunk of metal.
No, there's a nice hole in it.
I can still use it for 9 tenths cover.
Yes.
Okay.
However, Safir is currently lying on it going, I'm dying!
Yes, you are.
Fuck. Stupid magic! Why don't you believe? My demon magics!
So they see a dumpling with flaming hair. I'm dying! Oh, and then the crit. 1, 2, 3. Alright.
Yeah, buddy,
Evie. Alright, we'll go for that one.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, when it's on my turn, I need to
hold on.
Vent here.
You're gonna what?
orchestrate an event.
Orca?
You need to haste us.
No, yes. Wait.
I'll try.
I said six hits and then
on
a crit.
On my turn,
right?
Let me explain my idea.
What?
I said six and then a crit, or is it five and then a crit?
Six and then a crit.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's what I heard.
This is only a d6 points of damage.
You said six hits and one crit.
You mean 2d6?
Yeah.
I think a pistol was a d6.
2d6.
2d6.
Oh, okay.
And rifle's 2d10.
Andre likes his dwarf, so he gives him special super stuff.
Dude, it takes a full round to reload.
So does a heavy crossbow.
Per bullet.
So does a heavy crossbow.
Actually, no, it doesn't.
It takes a reload, gives it down to a movement. Rapid reload,
it takes a standard action.
You will only get it down to a standard. You are firing every.
Twice as much damage.
You're firing once a turn ever.
And every two turns.
High elf player.
Yeah, true.
I'm not going to catch you that way.
Hey, I'm specifying the discrepancies here.
What discrepancies?
Well, I'm a dark elf here. Delta.
All right.
Delta. Delta.
10, 20, 30, 40, 55.
The same discrepancy in
and
the
then,
role-playing game between guns and...
I was going to say, what about the crit?
Guns and crossbows.
That was with the crit.
It was probably no more.
The crit probably...
However, one of the bolts punctured your lung.
Ow.
Three rounds from now... You will begin to drown.
Cool. Can I see a pencil?
Kill the devil!
I put on my hat.
Andre, the same issue I have, basically the same issue I have with you.
50 what?
Guns
55.
Warhammer role-playing, but inverted. Because Warhammer role-playing, the guns are so pointless.
Alright, so Tyler jumped out on 23, so they will go as close to that as they can, which is a 22.
Failed to see the issue, Steven. Yeah.
Alec, what do I need to put on my hat?
A reflex check, DC 20.
Heal a little bit more, you'll need it.
Where's my D8 go? Why do you keep stealing my D8?
Because, right, I don't know, my D8 is missing, actually.
Okay, cure moderate potion.
It's missing, it's not.
Plus 3, right?
Plus 3.
13.
Are you
sure you didn't want Twitter
Central? 38. It wasn't in my box.
All right.
Did I have any actions left, or did the reflex take that?
The reflex took that.
Okay.
Stop, drop, and roll. With your head.
That'd be strange.
20, Jessica.
You start breakdancing standing on your head.
This is technically when we need to rush in while they're reloading.
They're not reloading.
Oh, pistols.
They have pistols.
You guys hear something heavy coming down the hall.
Well, I will try and heal people the best I can with this time. Not with that roll. Seven.
Yeah. Alright, Ryan, from where you're at, you can still haste everybody, so go ahead and haste.
Okay.
31.
Turn, I love to do so.
Oh.
That would reach you now.
Yes. Wait, did you do mass AoE?
Remember. Yes. My Storming AC, Dwarven holds.
My AC is actually 25.
Unless you have lots of goblins you don't care about.
My AC is like a 27.
Jessica,
okay.
You have to move up.
Would any of those miss because of that?
No.
No, she
I didn't roll a single 16. It was either 17, 18, 19, or crit. Or like a 9.
I just remembered that I have a plus 1 dodge because I have agile fighting.
Why couldn't you play a paladin?
Uh-huh.
Then you could just Beacon of Light me and heal someone else.
Bacon
don't
of light.
Feel like it.
Amanda on 19.
Wait, you healed us how many?
Seven.
Okay.
She is closer to a paladin.
I still like little thing. Thanks for the pictures on hot air hand dryers. Push button.
Charging in.
Bacon.
No, wait.
What?
You know the little picture they have on the
speak?
Air dryers for your hands
just
in the
bathroom?
Oh. The plan is have him haste. I'm going to run up and pick up the door, use his knife hands cover, and you guys follow in behind me.
Can you carry the door?
Yes, without... I won't be able to do anything else. That's why I basically as the moving shield while you guys go swarming around me and attack in unison.
Okay.
And then have people tumble behind and sneak attack.
Can I get more than 27 hit points?
That's up to you. It's going to take me this turn to
Amanda,
get up,
do you
go
hold?
Over and pick up the door.
I...
So you have one more full round.
Motion.
She tosses you a potion.
A cure moderate.
Are you shoving it down my throat or are you hurling it to me?
I'm hurling it.
Otherwise, she'd have to step in front of the door again.
Okay. It's assumed I catch it, right?
Give me a touch attack. If you roll a one, I will laugh so hard and
I rolled a one.
Yes! Yes!
Oh. And I don't have anything.
Is this considered a magic attack?
What's it do?
You throw the Cure Light potion, it breaks on the ground, and out pops a level 2 CR2 monster.
Whatever, I'm not gonna be here.
That.
That is hilarious.
Don't bother looking it up until we know if it's gonna even live.
Yeah, it might die horribly.
I like the Pathfinder roleplaying game. 3.5 thrives.
Uh-huh. Top of the round, Steven, your name.
CR2 monsters.
It doesn't have a CR.
Oh, Ryan.
He said a CR2.
I haste.
And
I'm sorry, that wasn't funny.
It works too.
And now stab the thing. Wait, is it there or is it there?
Spider form is bad. You could summon a choker, a skeletal champion.
Oh yeah, how would be a skeleton?
A cockatrice, a gelatinous cube.
No! Why'd you list that?
Be glad I didn't move to the next one.
Roll percentile. You have to roll percentile.
I don't.
Yeah, it's because it has all the percentiles.
You could have summoned an ogre. How about 1d6 troglodytes?
I summon a gelatinous cube.
Okay, do you want its stats?
It's got like an AC of 2 and 30 hit points. So you throw it. Maybe you should have drank that one.
According to this, it's a CR3, but in the encounter table is a CR2, but whatever.
I don't think it matters. How many hit points is that?
It's got an AC of 4 and 50 hit points.
Alright.
So its AC and hit points went up.
It should have popped right in front of the door. Because I didn't make
it. It pops there because it's convenient.
Yes. Otherwise it would start in one of their squares.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, and then those two.
Everyone needs to make a DC 15 perception check. I'm serious.
I see it.
I make it.
To see it.
DC 15. Even if I get a 1, I make it.
Okay.
Same here. I made
it.
We are in combat, so. Yes.
That would be sad if I didn't see it. Why didn't you take it? Why didn't you take it?
It just fell on the floor. So I think it essentially what happened was the potion hit the ground and then suddenly it's foamed up and became a gelatinous cube.
Steven on 24.
That's kind of funny.
I. Make it up to.
Oh, okay. He's going to.
What the fuck?
Do you anything to
you? Hit.
I didn't tell you guys I was keeping a pet gelatinous cube.
So that's where it was!
It was hiding in that bottle.
It doesn't look like it has anything special in terms of defenses.
No, it doesn't. It just kind of...
The special thing is when you hit it, it sucks your weapon in and tries to...
Alright, now Steven.
I finish climbing up, I go over and pick up the door. That is my full hasted turn.
Such bad luck.
So where am I?
I'm basically standing
on between
you.
His legs.
Yes. And I'm using the door as 9/10 cover for me. And for you, it's full cover.
Actually, gelatinous cubes no longer suck up weapons if they're hit with them.
Oh, you're saying it a mimic.
Basically, this thing can just move probably. Onto you, and if it hits us, there's a DC 24 to save, or you're paralyzed.
Yeah. That. All right. Steven runs over.
And they can automatically engulf anyone who's paralyzed.
Mm. Alright, you guys take care of that real quick. Then we'll move on.
Oh, yeah, my turn? Yes, you were next on 23.
I'm in cover right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you're in full cover.
How many of those guys have pistols?
All these guys.
10.
By the way,
who are the guys in front?
Machine guns.
You just earned 800 experience points.
Two of them in.
One's feeding.
100. Gotcha. 20, 30 something.
That's fine. I still earned us extra experience points.
Yeah.
Oh, it does have the ooze traits, so I need to look up what that is.
Can't be sneak attack, doesn't have to sleep, doesn't have to eat, though it does eat.
No, it absorbs.
And
slight difference. You no guys take care of that, we'll move in next turn.
Blind.
I'll go ahead and just.
When it popped up, like, right in front of you.
You're hasted.
Whoa, how is the dwarf reaction? Nope, oozes eat.
Wait, you're running away?
Double moving.
Steven?
Okay.
Oozes eat and breathe. Eat, but they do not breathe. They eat and breathe, but they do not oozes now have to eat and breathe. They have no good saving throws. No class skills.
Oh, that dwarf is going to be, like, engulfed.
Alright, well, Steven's got 9/10 cover. What would be the rational thing to do? Well, the machine gunners aren't going to really fire. Hold on. Move this to a four. It's getting much louder now.
As a Ooze has a minus five on initiative.
Mama!
Frag out!
What? Why do you think I ran away?
Use the shield!
I have evasion.
No, what I hope happens is that...
Basically, I'm just... All I'm doing is I'm holding the door there. It goes off, I go...
See when you're on bonuses to your reflex.
You turn to the door facing that way and you turn around.
Big door. Boom! Ha!
Pretty much.
All of them so far have hit on target. Yes.
Even over the door?
Even over the door.
Oh.
How many reflex saving throws do we need to make?
It doesn't go off until next turn.
Oh.
So there are...
Hey, those names will annihilate the cube.
Jump into the cube!
They'll also kill their own fellow dwarf. Not like they know he's there.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15, 20. Sucks to be that dwarf.
Nope.
Poor guy.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so he's like...
Throw him into the cube!
he'll probably
just...
that shrapnel's going
take more damage, because he'll take damage from the cube and then get exploded.
They're not going to bother. They abandoned the machine gun.
Good.
We turn the machine guns around.
Done that in another game. It works.
All right. So, 22 Alec.
Grab.
No, right. They can't shoot you right now.
Okay, you grab the dwarf and jump off.
Never say I didn't do anything for your kind again.
He doesn't understand.
What?
it's been longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Can I make an acrobatics?
Yes.
Lessen the damage for both of us?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, you will both take 5. He's up to 24 now.
I take 2, thankfully.
See, you bend. Dick apparently didn't.
How big is the radius of the explosion?
You don't know.
Oh, that's true.
So far, you're the only one that
didn't understand. I just saved his life.
Oh, yeah.
He saw the grenades, I'm sure.
He didn't wet himself.
Good boy. I'm going to lay here for a little while.
I'm sorry, if I saw 10 grenades, I might pee myself. Yes, I'd be like...
The sad thing is...
I didn't tap his legs, though.
Dick wouldn't, because Dick's like, I have evasion. I don't know how exactly this is going to work, but I do have the skill, so I can use it.
What you're going to do is turn around and go like...
No, Steven, what you do is you take a step to the left, door here, seal it off.
So basically, I just turn around, look at the doors, go ahead, you're reloading, hold on, boom! Okay.
Either that or you step like here, put the door there,
mm-hmm.
and then it goes off, and then you get back here.
Except technically, you have to make 10 reflex saves here.
I know. Chance of a 1. I know.
Alright, so that was Alec, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm just hiding. I might go on hold to see what everyone does.
Okay, you'll go on hold just to make sure all your buddies can do something. Amanda, you've been holding for a while now.
Run. I haven't been holding.
Run.
Okay.
Well, it's your turn.
Well, actually,
remember, she threw the potion at me.
Oh, that's right.
Coward!
The gelatinous cube also goes on my turn, by the way.
And so does
it. It will attempt to engulf Steven.
Closest person is Jessica.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that touches. That touches 3.
Make a fortitude save. DC 20.
Oh, she'll make it.
Maybe.
You say that now.
She's asking 8 or higher.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not
so
paralyzed.
Slam was what, like a D6?
It's 2D6, I believe. Gelatinous Cube's got slightly more badass.
Yay! Gelatinous Cube. One of my favorite creatures of all time.
Because they're just so pointless. No, it's a D6 plus a D6 acid.
Mm-mm. Are you resistant to acid?
No.
That's right. 3!
Okay.
Is it attempting to engulf?
No.
I didn't know you were sunburned, I'm sorry.
Is it attempting to engulf, or is it just slamming?
It's just slamming. It's like hoping to paralyze. And then it's gotta go...
And that poor gelatinous cube doesn't know what's coming.
By the way, gelatinous cube acid does not harm metal or stone, so...
Okay. Amanda ran like hell.
It's the dwarf's turn.
Dwarves actually go on 22. Massive,
then it's a base.
They were
Amanda.
Okay.
Went on 19.
Interesting. I know. They held for when
because bases are
because Tyler's the one who popped out. They all had their held out.
Oh, I thought that was okay. Okay, I'm good.
Just as a note.
Acrobatic.
Off the side.
Gladness Cube is a base, not an acid. Because it does not harm stone or metal.
Yeah, true.
Therefore, it's a base.
The base you'll take eight. Still burn like acid, the right concentrate.
On organic matter.
Yes.
Not on metal or...
Steven!
Stone. I take my hasted action, turn around, and close the door. And then I hold for the rest of my turn to turn it back around so I don't get shot by the doors.
All right.
Jessica, what do you do?
Well, now that he's locked himself in. Locked.
Locked as in... Boom!
Although I will point out there is still a hole in the door. So.
Yeah, I have 9/10 cover, which provides what?
A cover eight. Itself provides 8
to reflex.
I thought it was 4, but maybe that was half cover.
I thought that was half cover.
And then 9/10 probably provides more. It would make sense.
I have a plus 22 to my reflex save.
Don't roll a 1.
Yeah.
What's the DC?
16.
Ooh. I don't have to do that.
Oh, sorry.
15. Yeah, you do. Natural 1 always fails.
No, I mean, I don't have to close the door.
Oh, okay.
I could just stand there and I just have to not roll natural 1.
Okay.
I'll say this. I'm in the same boat, but I thought saving the dwarf was worthwhile.
Yes.
I will just go over the edge, not actually fall.
Okay. You have your rope there still.
Yes, so I know.
Oh, yeah. You hold on to it.
Oh. Yeah, and hope it doesn't explode my rope.
All right.
That would suck.
So, Jessica, you are now going to go on 24 up.
I guess.
No. Because you're waiting to see what Steven... 24 down. You're waiting to see what Steven was doing.
Yeah, I was waiting to see what...
I use my haste action, turn around, close the door, wait for it to go boom, then...
Okay, so you're holding.
It's...
Tyler!
You're gonna get shot.
Oh, wait.
That's why I'm waiting my full round action to go...
Okay. The gelatinous cube's reset reflex is minus 4.
I know, wait about right there.
Okay, hold.
If you roll a 20,
what I'm saying
it can make
is that the explosion will probably go off the same
time. Roll a 20.
That will.
Oh, then I won't turn back to that.
Okay.
All right, so what are you doing?
I'm standing there then.
All right, you hold. You need to give me...
I'll move up to the machine guns.
Good call.
Still within range. Give me 10 reflex checks.
Yeah, I'll tell you if I get any ones.
That's a natural
20.
That's an 8.
14.
All right, you're good.
No.
All right.
Hey, well, boom! Boom! Wow. Good work, guys.
Wow. Gelatinous cubes weigh 15,000 pounds.
I assume it's only there.
You see jelly. Alex, you see jelly fly. Alex, go the wall.
Look.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Pinnacle Entertainment game. Deadlands Reloaded. Enough room to die. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. A campaign 6 years in the making. Secret societies, bloodthirsty demons. The story's got it all. But can the heroes unravel the plot before it's too late? One thing's for certain, is they're gonna either have enough room to live, or enough room to die. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.